Hey, baby. I'm determined to get you to be dominant. To treat me like the bad girl that I am. To give me the punishing that I deserve. Now, I hear you. You told me that, and I quote, "I'll be honest with you. I consider myself to be a relatively tender lover. It's not in my nature to be punishing or dominating. It's not something I have experience of. I just struggle with it a little, I think, because I'm frightened of hurting someone who I do enjoy being gentle and caring with." I hear you. But what I want. I want us to try it one time, really go for it, and then we'll leave it there. And I know just how to make you do it. See, you can't be pretending to punish me, to restrain me. You have to do it for real. What could I possibly do to make you go into that headspace? I figured it out. There's something that I want to do in the heat of the moment, which feels very natural. And I tried it once, and you were very firm with me, and you said, "No, you can't do that. I can't leave marks. Which means I can't bite you on the shoulder, for example, in the throes of passion. But it feels so right. It's something that just comes naturally to me. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try and bite you. And then you're gonna have to pin me down. You're gonna have to make me stop. I'm going to keep trying though. And then what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to put your weight on my hands, my wrists, my arms, my legs, my thighs. And in that position, you're going to fuck me hard. You're going to bite me. Hard. Not a little nibble. No. Proper bite. And I want you to leave a mark that's gonna last until the next time I see you. Do you understand? You have to do it. I want you to. I want you to slap me. Not on my face, obviously. That's definitely a step too far. My body. Enough to make me gasp out, but not inflict actual pain. Something happens to me when you slap me. Something sexual. It's a little surge in my pussy, you know. Maybe pull my hair a bit, if it feels right. And when I'm blowing you, I want you to fuck my face. Take my head in your hands. And just move it up and down. As if I'm a sex toy. Can you do that for me, baby? Do you have it in you? I think it's the least you can do. I've made so much effort for you. I've turned up at your hotel room, naked under my coat, except for the thigh-high boots that I bought just for you. I've turned up wearing lingerie, pretended to be your hooker for the night. I think you can do this one thing for me. Once. Total one-off. I hope you'll like it. But I believe you when you say that that's not in your nature. Do it for me, please. Talking about it has turned me on so, so much. If just talking about it has this effect on me, what do you think it's gonna do when I'm really doing it? Please, baby. Please fuck me like I want to be fucked just once. Pin me down. Bite me. Spank me. Oh. Please, please punish me for being so naughty and trying to bite you. I know the rules. I know that you can't have marks on you. That would be a big problem, wouldn't it? So, you need to let me have it. Really have it. I'm a bad, bad girl. So naughty. Bad girls get punished, don't they? You're gonna put me over your knee. Give me a real spanking. Oh my god, I'm gonna go. Oh my god. My head is filled with these images of me wearing high heels and stockings over your knee being spanked, trying to pretend I don't like it, but really, I'm loving it, baby. I know you can do this for me. I know you've got it in you. Listen to how hot it's making me. Do you want to do this to me in person? Yeah.
I'm a naughty girl. Yes. Punish me. Punish me. Oh.
Is that enough encouragement? Do you think you can bring yourself to do it now? I really think you're gonna like it. I really, really do. I really think you're gonna love it.